How long will it take to a special investigator appointed by Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane to make sense of tens of thousands of emails traded among state judges, prosecutors, and lawyers? Well, apparently a little longer than expected, as WHYY's Dave Davies explains.
You may recall something about Pennsylvania's so-called Porngate scandal, the furor resulting from offensive emails uncovered by Kane, which has ended several careers. In December, long after hundreds of emails had been leaked, Kane said it was time for an exhaustive review of all the messages.
They are not in a private chat room on the internet. They are passed along between judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys, law enforcement, and their close friends.
And so Kane appointed former Maryland Attorney General Douglas Gansler, who with his staff from a private law firm would review tens of thousands of emails. He was ready to present a preliminary report today, but Kane's Solicitor General Bruce Castor says the report was not comprehensive, so he canceled the release and sent the investigators back to work. Former federal prosecutor Pete Vira says it's worth waiting for a thorough review because the exchanges of porn suggest a too cozy relationship among legal parties who should be at arm's length.
If a prosecutor is communicating with the judge, sending him very sensitive stuff that you would not send even to your brother-in-law, perhaps, what does this mean about the relationship between the prosecutor and the judge on very sensitive matters of trying the cases?
Castor says he expects additional information and a completed report next week. Dave Davies, WHYY News.